Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We're going to talk about the river today, brethren. The water of life. Amen. Remember, I was talking to the children about the meaning of some of these words. And the river, the water of life, means the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the life that it brings to us. Now, who's got a Sabano Bible that is going to read the Sabano part of the Bible? Is this a volunteer? Who has the Sabano Bible? Anybody with a Sabano Bible? You have a Sabano Bible? Yeah, do you want to read from it? Come on up. Oh, where's my microphone here? Okay, you just stay right here, and when we get into the Bible, you can read that part. Turn to Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 44. And we're going to just read a couple of verses here from Isaiah 44. Read first. Three and four. I'll read it in English first. I'll read English first, okay? For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Okay, that was verse 3. You read verse 3.
Kay ako mukupo og tubig nganha kaniya nga iihaw og mga baba nganha sa mala nga yuta. Ako mukupo sa akong espiritu nganha sa imong kaliwat og sa akong panalangin nganha sa imong mga anak. Verse 4, og sila.
Oh, wait, let me read it first in English. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses.
Og sila mugitik ingon nga diha sa sagbot ingon sa mga anak daplin sa mga agianan sa tubig.
They shall spring up.
Okay, mo lukso.
Spring up, O well.
Diha sa sakta maayo.
The water of life is going to bring life to the trees, the grass.
Ang tubig sa kinabuhi nagalangkob kini po mga kahoy.
Jesus is going to be that water, brethren.
Kung niingon si Jesus nga kani nga tubig.
Now let's turn to John chapter 4.
Okay, adto na po ta sa Juan kapitulo 4.
John chapter 4.
Juan kapitulo 4, tan-awan ninyo ang obaduna mo yung mga Biblia.
And I'll just tell the story first.
Kay ako mo istorya sa kuninyo.
Jesus was in Samaria.
Kay si Jesus na to kang Maria.
In other words, he went outside of Judea, he went outside of Israel, he went into the neighboring people.
Kay sa lahing mga pinulungan ni ato sa Judea, o ni ato po siya sa mga silingan niya mga tao.
Samaritans were people that were, shall we say, half Jews, and they didn't like one another. They did not like. So it came time for food, and Jesus sent the disciples. He sent them into the city to buy some lunch. And while they were there, while the disciples were gone, a woman came to the well. Now, you women don't have to go down to somewhere and draw a bucket of water so that you have water in your house, do you? But in many countries still, places in Africa, the women have to go out, they have to get water, they have to haul it a long way. Even little girls that should be in school, they're out carrying water. You see, water is so necessary for life. We can live many days without food. You cannot live many days without water. Especially in the places that are hot and high humidity, like here in the Philippines. So
karon,
there was a well. It was called Jacob's Well.
So ni ane si Jacob.
And the woman came out in the middle of the day to draw water. Now, women didn't ordinarily come out to get water in the heat of the day. A woman would ordinarily come out maybe in the evening when it was a little cooler.
Okay, ang babae ni gawas ni atong tubiga atong gabi katong nahitabo.
And they didn't have water jugs like we have today.
Okay, og natay tubig karong adlaw.
They had these big clay pots.
Dako kaayong rag butanganan sa maong tubig dinahalimbawa pananglitan kani dinhi ang tabay sa naay tubig na.
And they would put these things on top of their head.
Kay og gibutang niya sa iyang babaw sa iyang ulo sa maong babae.
We were in Sierra Leone, which is Africa, and other places, and we saw women carrying things on their head.
Okay, pag ato ni Jesus sa mga anay, mga nagkalain-lain ng mga lugar, kita niya nga ang babae na pasan kini sa mga tubig.
I saw a woman working on in construction.
Okay, nakita niya ang babae, sa kababae, na nagtrabaho sa mga construction.
And they have a little pad, a little cloth. Yeah, but I saw it in Nigeria too. I saw one woman, it was piled way up this high on top of her head, things that she was carrying. So this woman came with her big water pot and she was going to draw water out of the well.
So kato nga babae nagikan kato sa mga tubig og iarsa niya og iyang gilugdo kato nga.
She was going to carry it on her head down to the village.
Okay, iyang gipas-an ang maong kato nga tubig.
Now, I don't think this woman had a very good reputation in the village.
Wala siya nagunaw na nga kato, kato nga babae nga na maayos siya. Maayos siya mga reputasyon sa iyang kinabuhi.
She was a woman that had a lot of failures in relationships with men.
Okay, kato nga babae, daghan gyud mga kapalpakan nga nabuhat niya sa isip ka tao.
She had a lot of failure.
Daghan kayo siyang mga kapalpakan nga sa mga lalaki, kato nga babae.
One marriage didn't work.
Kaya itong nagayon na katong naminyo siya.
Got another man.
Naanak po siya yung mga laing lalaki.
That didn't work.
Nga wala po siya na trabaho.
Another man.
Lain na pong mga lalaki.
That didn't work.
Nga wala trabaho.
I would say she was probably a kind of woman that men were taking advantage of.
Okay, pardon.
They took advantage of her.
Okay, kato nga lalaki nakakita na po siya laing lalaki nga aduna na po'y trabaho.
So Jesus was at the well.
So si Jesus niingon ni ato.
And he said to the woman,
niingon siya sa maong babae.
Let's see, I'll just look at it myself.
Kaya ako mong tanawon diri sa Biblia.
And let's see.
Ug niingon.
Oh, he asked the woman for a drink.
Okay, ikaw ang babae nga gusto mo inom.
He said, woman.
Okay, kini nga babae.
Ma'am.
Babae o lalaki?
Babae.
Will you give me a drink?
Okay. O gusto ko mo inom?
So,
or sa lain na ligayon, tagaay kong tubig.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Jesus said to her, he asked her for a drink. So the woman answered and said, she looked at him and she said, he's a Jew. Said, you are a man. And you are a Jew. Why are you talking to me? In other words, Jews weren't supposed to talk to Samaritans.
Okay, sa lain mga pinuluan, si naingon to si Jew, naingon to si Jew, o ikaw ba ang lalaki?
And a man. A man was not supposed to talk to a strange woman.
Okay, dili unta na ko nga makihistorya sa imuha.
So she is surprised that Jesus talked to her.
Okay, si Jesus nakihistorya dito kaniya.
So let's see what Jesus said to her. Okay. It said, let's see now, we're coming down to verse.
Okay, maari na po sa ay mga bersikulo.
He said to her,
ogniingon siya ngadto sa babae.
Verse 10.
Sa bersikulo 10.
He said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Okay, kung ikaw si Jesus, sige, tagaay ko buhi na tubig na gusto na kong imnon.
So in other words, Jesus is saying,
so sa lain pinilungan si Jesus miingon,
you don't know who I am.
So wala ko kabanugin sa ka.
I'm one who can give you living water.
Sige,
living water. What is living water? So the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. How will you get that living water?
Okay. Unsaon ako pagkuha sa buhi nga tubig?
He didn't have a pail or a bucket. What do you call them?
Wala ba kay mga kapalpakan?
And he didn't have a rope.
Wala ba kay
a string. Oh, we got some good translators here. They're all helping you out, Helen. Amen. So, how are you going to get water? But you see, Jesus is talking about a different kind of water.
Okay, si Jesus ni sulti ni atong babayana, nagkalahi-lahi nga tubig na ako ihatag sa inyo.
This is why we need to understand the spiritual meaning of these words.
Mao na nga gusto na tong mahibaluan na ang mga espirituhanon nga mga pinulungan.
What kind of water is this that you can get without a rope and without a pail? All right. Now, verse 12, sister. Let me read in English. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself and his children and his cattle? Go read that 12.
Okay.
Nabaw ka pa ba? Labaw ka pa ba sa among amahan nga si Jacob nga mihatag ka namo sa atabay o vino mismo gikan ini o ang iyang mga anak o ang iyang nga dagkong mamananap.
Okay.
So then Jesus said to the woman,
so kanihang ang Ginoo nay nakikistorya dito sa babae.
And he said, if you drink of the water in this well, you're going to be back again tomorrow. Because you're going to get thirsty again. And you'll come back the next day. And you'll come back the next day. And every day you come back for that water that's down in that well. Amen.
Amen.
But let's read in verse 14 now. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Within my soul.
Okay, katong tubig ay pagmakainom siya ni atong tubig, malipay siya makabaton siya og kinabuhi nga walay katapusan. So dili dai ko ordinaryo nga tubig. Tubig katong nga dito sa tabay nga espirituho, espirituhanon.
I've got a different kind of water is what Jesus said. There was a thirsty woman. She came to draw from the well. Her life was wrecked and ruined. Her soul was bound for hell. Then she met the Master. He told her of her sin. And if you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. The woman had a very sad life. So Jesus said to the woman, go call your husband. And she said, I have no husband. And he said to her, you said right, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. Five husbands. Any woman here has had five husbands? Four? Three? Okay, I won't go any further. Yes.
Okay.
And the man she has now is not her husband, and how many others after her five, we don't know.
Okay. kubana nilimot yun ang babae.
Would you say the woman had a sad life?
Kaya kita pa ninyo nga ang katong babae na magulanong na kinabuhi. Kumbaga, dili matipayon na kinabuhi ba? Daghang problema sa iyang kinabuhi.
Would you say the woman was not happy?
Kaya kita pa ninyo nga katong babae dili matipayon?
Yes.
Magulanong tumod kay daghang bana niya kinabuhi.
Would you say that this woman was hungry for something more?
Kay katong babayana nga di halimbawa karon nga giuhaw mo sa pulo sa Ginoo diay.
Would you say that she didn't have any hope?
Kay wala ko siya pag-asa na kaingon katong babayana nga napakakoy pag-asa ani sa okay nga buhi.
Now Jesus didn't look at her and say, "Oh, you rotten sinner, get away from me."
Okay, Jesus. Oh, ikaw makasao ka. Malayo sa ako ha.
No.
Oh, no. Niingon si Jesus din eh, "Oh, ikaw babae, maka ni angkon ayaw pagpalayo dire sa ako. Rather than imbis kay mo palayo siya, giinan siya sa Ginoo nga mga lagad ka."
No. All he did was he said,
okay, niingon si Jesus,
you have five,
naa kay lima,
and the one you have now is not your husband.
Okay, ang isa karon nga gikatipon nimo dili na nimo bana.
Do you think that surprised the woman?
Okay, niingon siya, pardon.
Do you think the woman was surprised to hear that from Jesus?
Okay.
What?
She was shocked.
Shocked.
Okay. So na shock siya uy. Napag-anan man ko. Hindi siya nag-hide ko. Grabe si Lord, no? Di kita angay magtago sa Ginoo.
What would you do if you met Jesus and he told you about your sins?
Okay, unsa man inyong buhaton ni? Katong sala ato. So kay nakasala man ang katong babayhana, ni ana nitago to siya, nitago to wala na kinaki. Ni ana nitago-tago to siya yung kanapya na tago sa isig ka tao, dili makaharong sa isig ka tao. Sama na sa Ginoo kung nakasala ka.
Do you know that God sees you and he sees everything that you do? Helen is sick of her job already. Well, you keep on till he gets up here. Oh, you're quitting already. We're in John chapter 4. Maybe he has it in his Bible. She's going to loan you the Bible here, Edmar. Would you rather read it on from here? Oh, he wants it on his phone. Okay, so how many of you believe that God sees and knows everything that we do, everything that we even think about? Do you know that if you went to heaven the way you are, everything that is in your mind, you would speak out so that everybody could hear it? How would you feel if all of your thoughts today were projected up on this whiteboard?
Kung sa kayo mo nahuna, kanang mo nahuna, lagot karon,
unya Everything that you were thinking of from the time you woke up until now is up here, where everybody can see it. Would you be embarrassed? Do you understand why we have to have the mind of Christ? Because if you got into heaven, when you think a thought, it's like you are saying it with your mouth. When I had my heart attack and I was in bed, Jesus stood in my bed. And he spoke to me by his thoughts. And he read my thoughts. And I saw him, I asked him a question. Just in my mind, I asked him, and immediately in his thought, he answered me. So if Jesus stood before you and told you the secret things of your life that nobody else knew, wouldn't you think that this is, wow, who is this? So the woman said, give me this water. Give me living water. I know I have to drink this water, but I want the water of life. My soul is thirsty. My soul is so dry. I've had such a terrible life. Hallelujah. So, yes, so Jesus brought the life of his salvation to this woman. Let me take you to just a couple of other verses. While you're in the book of John, go to John chapter 7. And there's a feast in Jerusalem. And in verse 7, or 37, it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. You know, the story of this woman and this song about the thirsty woman, this is one of Rita's favorite songs. If she shares her testimony sometime with you, she will tell how she was in a meeting and the Word of God was being read. They were not giving an invitation for salvation. It was just the Holy Spirit began to come into her.
Ang kalang espiritu lamang ang nagasulting at tukaniya, kinsiya mudukul at tukaniya.
She said it was a little lump in her throat. It was first very small.
Yang tidak ada usaha adunai lamperhan yang naasa yahang ubul-ubul.
And then it began to get big and big.
Punya yang tidak ada kanam kinsiya uka daku.
And finally she cried out loud in the meeting. She said, I don't know why I'm crying, but I want my life right with Jesus. And immediately the power of Jesus came into her. He forgave her of all her past. And he began to turn her to a new way of thinking. I didn't know Rita in those days. But she said she turned from watching a certain thing on television, and then the next day she wanted only to read the Bible. And she told me this word was just life, life, life. So she knows what it is to be a thirsty woman. Her life was not going good. Much sorrow. Much pain. Much disappointment. Not much hope. But the coming of Jesus brings hope and life. So Jesus stood up on the day, the great day of the feast. I think it was the Feast of Tabernacles, don't you, George? Amen. He said, come to me, anyone who is thirsty. Verse 38, he said, he that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Belly doesn't mean this. It means out of my soul, out of my heart. In other words, I am going to love the change that Jesus brought into my life so much it's going to flow out of me, and I'm going to talk to everybody about it. I'm going to find another hungry woman whose life is in trouble. And I'm going to tell her, I'm going to say, oh, let me tell you how Jesus changed my life. I am happy now. Jesus hears my prayers. When I call on Jesus' name, He hears me, He answers me. He's the best friend I ever had now. So Jesus said, he that believes on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. But you don't see water coming out of me, do you? What was he talking about? Look at the next verse. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Nagsuntik siya sa itong sa Espiritu nga pagkadalaw niyatong nito o kaniya kay ang Espiritu wala paghihatag tungod kay si Jesus, wala pa man himaya.
Now, Jesus said, as the scripture says, out of his belly. So when Jesus said, as the scripture says, he was referring to the prophets of the Old Testament. Let me read the first three verses of Isaiah chapter 55. Amen. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price.
O ang taksang nagihawang umari kamo kanako sa tap, umari sa mga tubig o siya, wala kong siya kay sa labi umari kamo, pumalit o kumaon, umari kamo, pumalit o pinong gatas, wala kay sa labi o sa kunay bili.
Who was Isaiah talking about? What was Isaiah talking about? Isaiah was talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. So it's not going to cost you money. You're not going to have to pay for it. There's nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing more that you can do, for Jesus paid it all, and we are complete in Him. You know that song? Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Okay, I'm not going to become a singer. Amen. So, come and buy. Verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. What have you been laboring for all your life?
Unsama ka ang atuang giagbuntahan og maayo para lang yun sa atong kinabuhi.
They tell you that if you have a good job and you make good money, you'll be happy.
Siguro kung magunahon lang tayo na natay mayong trabaho, na natay kwarta, mo siguro na'y makalipay na ko.
They tell you if you don't have a nice car and if you live in a very simple little house, that you're not going to be happy.
Siguro ikaw mayroon na kung wala o naman ko siya kanan o naka siguro kita nagpuyo niya sa dili maayo dito kayo na pinoyanan di siguro kung malipay niya.
You know, I live in America where there are very rich people sometimes. I'm not a rich person, by the way.
Dito ko sa Estados Unidos, sinabi kayo na ko unsa kini nga pagkinabuhi nga dato pero siya dili kayo dato.
They have very expensive cars.
Naa sila yung mga mahalon kayo ng mga salakyanan.
Very fancy houses.
Nindot kayo ng mga palibalay.
And very unhappy people.
Pero masurupon ng mga tao.
These rich people are always getting a divorce. The wife is divorcing the husband.
Ang mga dato kanunay lang inis-inis kung ilahang kapikas kinabuhi.
Look at the story of these Hollywood people and these big rich sports people.
Tanawan mo rin niya na makinig mga artista nga niya sa Hollywood. Magkalain-lain ang ibang dato pero misirang niya kinabuhi.
Then the police are arresting a big football star, big basketball star. He's got drugs. He's getting in a fight with somebody in a bar.
Bisan pa katong mga bantugan sa football player, katong mga basketballista, gidakop sila kay dito sila sa laong lipay-lipayan nga dapat tungod sa druga.
Not happy people.
Grabe kang dali malipayo ng kinabuhi.
They don't have the living water.
Wala makabaton sila o kinabuhi nga malipayo.
Then I come to places where people live in a very simple little house.
Unya ako po na sinadya, nakita na po nga doon na po yung mga tao na simple mga kinabuhi.
I find people that live in a little house with it doesn't have a tin roof, it has the palm branches on the roof. Mother and father love Jesus. Little children come into the family and they teach them the things of God. God gives them enough to eat. And they trust the Lord. And they're happy people. Very happy. The living water gives them life. Isaiah says, what are you working for? Why are you working so hard? You can have it free. Verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. That's verse 3.
He's talking
talking about Jesus. Jesus will make a covenant with you if you will make a covenant with him. All you have to say is, I haven't been doing so good with my life. Come, change me. Take away my stubbornness. Take away my anger. Take away my hatred. Take away my lust. It's all getting me in a lot of trouble. Fix my house, fix my home, oh God. Man cries to Jesus, oh God, things are going bad with my wife. My children are getting in trouble. I want to make a covenant with Jesus. I will change from my sinful ways and I will follow you. I ask you to forgive me. And your covenant is that you will never leave me. One more verse from the book of Psalms. Chapter 1. Well, let's just read part of chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But in that law does he meditate day and night. This is what Rita was telling me when she was first saved. She wanted the Word of God day and night. Now it's been many years and she doesn't read the Bible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In other words, there comes a time when your hungry soul is filled. You don't have to drink the whole river at once. But when you're thirsty, you come and you take another drink. And that's the way it is in our walk with Jesus. When I'm laying in bed and I'm thinking of something, I call on his name. I feel like like the devil wants to make me sick, I immediately call upon his name. Because I have a covenant with him. Amen. In verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. See, now here is where a man is like a tree. This is a mighty tree here, isn't it? Big tree. But you know, sometimes in places where there's a desert and there's a river that flows through the desert, if you fly above that and you look down, you see that there's trees growing along the edge of the desert. I mean, at the edge of the water. Why are the trees able to grow along the river, but they can't grow in the desert? Because their roots are into the living water. This is what God is saying your life is going to be like if you become a righteous person. Like a tree planted by the river of water and bring forth fruit in your season. What kind of fruit are you going to be bringing forth? What is the fruit? Some of you teachers were sitting in with Brother George the other day. What kind of fruit does this tree bring? When I came in tonight, I saw a mango laying out here. Where did that come from? Came from another tree, didn't it? Is that what you call it? A mango?
Manga.
Manga.
Maura.
So each thing brings fruit after its kind. If your kind is the Spirit of Jesus, what kind of fruit are you going to bring? Help me out here. Love.
Peace.
What was that? Long suffering. Long suffering, yes. The fruit of the Spirit. Do you know that God wants us to bring forth all of the fruit of the Spirit? How many of you know the meaning of the word long-suffering? Long-suffering. What does it mean?
We have a patience in our life.
Well, I'm going to give you a better definition of long-suffering. It means suffering a long time.
Bote pasabot ni ana magantos tataas nga panahon.
How many of you enjoy suffering a long time? I remember a time in my life, and I won't be much longer. I remember a time in my life. I was suffering. I thought very long. And I remember saying to the Lord one day, and I said, Lord, I don't mind bearing the other fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, you know. But can we take this long suffering and put it off a little while until I feel more like it? And the Lord spoke to me by the Spirit and He said, no, son, we're going to take it all in even balance. So I had to smile to the Lord and say, yes, I will suffer long. We're just going to finish this here. He will bear fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. That means you're not going to dry up. You're not going to die. Your life is going to remain green. And whatever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever he does will prosper. If he's going to be a guidance counselor, it's going to prosper. If he's going to be a school teacher, it's going to prosper. If she's going to be a mother, it's going to prosper. If she's going to be a wife, it's going to prosper. And she's going to be happy and proud to be a homemaker. And you know what it means when everything that he does prospers? It means you have favor with God. And you have favor with other people. It said that Jesus grew up and he had favor with God and favor with man. Can it get any better than that? Wouldn't you rather have that than be a sad millionaire? Did I hear an amen? Can I hear some amens? Amen.
nga malipayon kay sa milyonaryong karon mahinga pagulanon.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. All right. I think that's all I have to share today. I trust that you will understand that Jesus is the water of life. Let's stand up and sing that again. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Lito's going to play it on his guitar. Amen.